and got very little for them, and they were beautiful cattle. We had upgraded them and kept them up. We were proud of our deals, and we just simply had to take it standing up. So we did.
That's so sad.
And then they sold this land to this. We were to live in this house as long as we wanted to. And this woman called us. Her mother and father were dead. And she bought the property. This one piece where our home was. She said, you can live in there as long as you live. And she called Victor Dad and called me Mom. And she called our daughter, Marilyn, of which we only have the one daughter, just the two children. And she called Marilyn Sis, because she didn't have a sister. And then all of a sudden, we heard through the neighbors that she was having us foreclosed, evicted. We got two different letters. And before I die, I want to talk to those lawyers and tell them how I think. It was one Bill, and I've known him for a long time, and he knew we were honest people. And the other was the county district attorney for a while, but he'd been an alcoholic, and he was willing to do anything for a dollar. So we got the two letters. And they said we had to be out by the 31st of June. You know, there is no 31st of June. So I said, well, we can fight it because it was illegal. But why fight it and live a life of turmoil? Mm-hmm. So I said to Victor and Grant, I can take a change just as well as anybody. I will never have any use for that woman. So we had a yard sale. The kids had a yard sale, Marilyn and our sister-in-law, and they had it for 3 days. They did well. People thought we'd have a lot of antiques. We did have quite a lot, but it was just terrible. So we moved in. We got a moving van, and we moved in, and everybody came and helped us. All people from Ignacio even called to see what they could do to help us. And this woman's son was having a dairy built, and it was such a filthy place where he lived. And this man refused to sell him cattle because of the way he treated Victor and I.
Good for him.
And we felt good about
good
it.
Good for him.
And we just had people call and offer in so many ways. So the day after we moved in, the man from the Herald News came up and wanted to know if he could have an interview. And he took Victor's and my picture right out there by that tree. And I've always held my head high. I'm proud of what we've been able to do. I'm proud of the family we raised. I'm proud of the young people that I helped. And I taught many girls how to sew and how to cook, because I was a 4-H leader for 20 years, on the school board for 17. And so I just have always carried my head high. And he took a picture, and my doctor said, Marguerite, you really had your head held high. And I said, I carry myself straight. And I'm proud of the accomplishments that we have had. And even though we lost everything, and we're on the old age pension, thank God we could